This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We got Restore in Colorado listening on 1360 AM. We're going to be going to him in the next segment. And a bunch of other folks like Phil and Scott and everybody else. Eric, let's go to David right now. Talking about the debates, just another sign that mainstream media bullying, deception, twisted questions, really WWE-level annex, implodes in the face of the candidates pointing it out instead of groveling to it. And the media, the public, everybody's turned against these moderators in the sickening display they were engaged in. But bigger than that is the fact that the candidates were competing with each other for who could sound the most constitutional, the most libertarian, really. Which shows we're winning the hearts and minds, and the polls and numbers also show that. David in California, do you concur with that view, or do you disagree? And what did you take away from the Republican debates last night?
Well, howdy, Alex, been a long time no talk. And did I hear you got your dad sitting in there with you?
He's not sitting in there today, but I was talking about a few weeks ago, you know, just working on compliance and making sure we're totally squeaky clean around here. My dad pointed out that the mainstream media is, and the system is basically the enemy media, that's a proper term to use for them.
Well, you know, I was going to give a tip of the hat to him, but to discuss both the debate and the media at the same time, you're probably aware that since 9/11, the budget in America has become more and more top secret. And then under the Patriot Act, it's now against the law for both the president and Congress and judges and everybody else to let us know how our money is being spent. Even, you know, whistleblowers are being put in prison trying to tell, you know, warning.
Sure, and that's how we got the Joint Strike Fighter and all the rest of these scams, is they're making it national security to cover up their criminal activity.
So when you get into the media, who can't even tell us, you know, that's why we have to sometimes grasp at straws to try to get the point across. You know, the slaves had to write some kind of a song, maybe a gospel song, you know, to talk about the evil kings that were making it illegal to live. And so I was actually going to recommend, I've called you before, and I think I may have recommended this book. Back in the 1950s, there was a book put out by a guy named Daniel Mannix, Mannix just like the old TV show, and it was called For Those About to Die. It was about the lives of the gladiators back in ancient Rome.
Sure, for those about to die, we salute you.
Exactly, yeah. And so with the with this book, it mentions that there were periods of time when the corruption got so heavy that the politicians couldn't dare run themselves, so they would run a gladiator for political office. And that guy had no training. And he might have lasted about 6 weeks, and then he'd be so humiliated that the people would beg to have the old corrupt leaders come back. So I'm kind of looking at the situation today. I personally like Ralph Nader. You know, he's a guy that has been looking for honest people for 50 years. And can't you imagine the appointments that a guy like that could make? We could get our country back very quickly if we had some honest people in the right positions of power. And, you know, so I'm looking for slow and steady. And when I see a debate like that last night, it was a whole bunch of people who were very divisive. They would probably pit Alabama against Wyoming and get them both to lose just so they could suck all the money back to D.C. So, you know, I'm looking for slow and steady. Who's going to be the property manager for America? And I'm not looking for the guy that's trying to be the central dictator or the...
No, I hear you. We don't want a guy on a white horse, but we do want somebody who'll fight the globalists to restore that republic. So I think it's a balance of the two, but you make some really great points. God bless you, David. Good to hear from you. We're going to come back jamming some more calls then.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Your liver can be full of fatty deposits, built-up toxins, and even dangerous objects known as liver stones. We worked with the top developers in the field of detox to take tried and true herbs and other compounds known to safely cleanse the liver and fuse it with the latest research and technological development on concentrating these ingredients to give you the maximum effect. Liver Shield is the only liver support product on the market that uses a patented Spigerex blend of powerful organic herbs that support detoxification. And when you visit InfoWarsLife.com, see the instructional video on how to do a 6-day liver detox. This isn't a game, and let me tell you, the results are dramatic. Liver Shield is totally organic and made of the safest high-quality herbs. But that said, you need to consult your physician before you do the full detox. Liver Shield can also be used daily by itself for overall upkeep of the liver. Secure your Liver Shield today exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com for the lowest price available. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves with the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
You could accept the fact that the city is headed for a disaster of biblical proportion.
What do you mean, biblical?
What he means is Old Testament, Mr.
Yes.
Mayor. Real wrath of God type stuff.
Exactly.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes,
the dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We have $19 trillion in debt. We have people out of work. We have ISIS and Al-Qaeda attacking us. And we're talking about fantasy football? Can we stop? Can we stop? Can we take it seriously? So how about this? How about we get the government to do what they're supposed to be doing? Secure our borders, protect our people, and support American values and American families.
You know, I don't like Chris Christie because he's open border, anti-gun, but his rhetoric's really good. And the fact that they threw Jeb Bush the softball questions they did about fantasy football and things and then savaged the other members of the debate shows you that he's the establishment candidate. And then they have these love fests for the Democrats with other debates. It's truly sickening. Wayne Madsen joins us here in about 5 minutes, investigative journalist with huge news. He traveled with some of our crew to Arizona to investigate the aircraft graveyard that is so secretive out there. And the new article is on Infowars.com. 9/11, CIA likely built remote-controlled commercial jets in aircraft boneyard. I want to talk about 9/11 with him, why it's so important, and as best he can tell, as one of the top 9/11 researchers out there, along with myself and others, what exactly happened on 9/11, and also some of the deaths, some of the murders associated in and around investigating this particular facility. Not to mention Barry Jennings, the deputy head of emergency management in New York, and more. I'll recap all of that, and then part of this interview you're about to hear live is going to be interspersed into the investigative report on the ground they shot in the last week. So Wayne Madsen coming up, a investigative journalist with Infowars.com. But right now, let's go back to your calls. Let's go ahead and go to who is up. Who is up first here? Let's talk to Scott in Idaho. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Good. Welcome.
I'm formerly Scott from Illinois. Tinley Park, I've called you a lot. I've called you when I was going to court 8 times for driving without a license and put them in their place and didn't have any problem. But I'd like to, these commentators and stuff, all these are is legal commentators and supposedly constitutionalists on Fox News and MSNBC, but they all, you ever notice they have legal backgrounds, but they're all prosecutors. There's very few defense people.
You're right. They put a lot of prosecutors in because they know they can twist info and sit there and persecute whoever they're interviewing to make them look guilty.
Well, that's what I was going to say, is what you're seeing here is a prosecution of constitutionalists and Christians publicly in the media. And the Bible says in the end times, your men will be like women. And I'm here to say, American men, Christian men, now is your time to stand up and protect your families and to stand up and be counted. Why are you sitting there with your hands on your butt, under your butt, and doing nothing? I mean, we're being lied to here on a huge scale. And all these so-called Christian men are sitting here waiting for a cloud to rapture them away instead of standing up and being men.
Well said, my friend. I really appreciate you calling into the broadcast. I'm going to go to Eric, Damian, John, Phil, and others later in the hour now, if you'd like to hold. If you don't want to hold, you're welcome to hang up and call back later, but we're going to have Wayne Madsen with us for the balance of the hour. We're going to be discussing with Wayne Madsen his background, not just with the NSA, but his expertise in naval warfare, particularly in tracking Russian and Chinese subs. That was his job as a naval officer before he worked in high-level security inside the National Security Agency. So he was actually one of the head directors of groups that did internal investigations at the NSA. He's also written for the Village Voice, Counterpunch, the Miami Herald, Houston Chronicle, Philadelphia Inquirer, amongst others. He's also a best-selling author, and he's reported on hundreds of national security stories at Congress and at the National Press Club. Frequent guest here, WayneMadsenReport.com. And he now is an official correspondent. As we've been telling you, you see his articles almost daily, 5-6 days a week at Infowars.com, and he's going to be on little secret missions. A lot of times you'll hear about where he's gone after he's been there, outside the U.S., inside the U.S. He's going to be covering the RNC, the DNC, so we're getting that lined up to get him his credentials this year. I've also, of course, will be traveling to those and covering them as well as some of our other reporters. So Wayne Madsen now here, part of the InfoWars operation. The first story he wanted to go on the ground with was one he's already gone out a few years ago and investigated, the very mysterious death of a CIA contractor pilot who was admittedly worked with the CIA, who was writing a book about 9/11 being an inside job, And then he supposedly killed himself after he killed his family. He went and talked to neighbors and more, and they said it was very suspicious. He's going to recap all that, but his investigation of the person that was executed tied to the famous aircraft, both public and private, you know, governmental and private aviation base that also runs some strange clandestine connected airlines out of it today. So Wayne went back out there with one of our camera people and investigated, I guess, for 4 days. So now they've returned. Next week we'll have the full report from on the ground, but obviously this stuff's so dangerous, we want to go ahead and get the intel out now for that report next week. Wayne Madsen joining us via Skype. I think it's important you recap from your research what you believe happened on 9/11. We know, obviously, the official story isn't true. We're not saying the whole government was involved. It was multinationals and operatives, obviously, inside. The stewardesses reported on air phones and real calls, gas, smoke, they couldn't breathe. Clearly, these planes were fitted with remote control systems. We know that. So there's a lot of pieces here. And then I want to get into the background on this and your findings. These are pretty bombshell. This is part one of several articles you're going to be writing up on Infowars.com. 9/11 CIA likely built remote control commercial jets in aircraft boneyard. This would explain how 9/11 hijackers were able to fly commercial jets with little experience. That report is up on Infowars.com. Wayne Madsen.
Yes, Alex. Well, first of all, I want to thank you for providing the logistics support to kind of track down what Phil Marshall was after. In 2012, Phil Marshall, the late Eastern and United pilot who had 15,000 hours in the cockpits flying for United, specifically the Boeing 757 and 767, the two aircraft allegedly were told were involved in the 9/11 attack. Phil Marshall had been to the Pinal Airport, which is right between Phoenix and Tucson, but closer actually to Tucson. It's the old boneyard. It's been around for decades, probably, I would say, six decades or so. It was an Army airfield training base in World War II, and then it was leased back by the Pinal County back to the CIA, who has been there with all kinds of different front companies, one of the biggest ones being Evergreen Aviation. And it was when Evergreen had that particular airfield that Phil Marshall went from California down there based on a tip he received from some old friends when he used to fly for one Barry Seal, the DEA informant that was assassinated gangland execution style in Baton Rouge in 1986. These old colleagues tipped him off and said, "Phil, you know, we know you're writing yet a third book on 9/11. You know, your answers are down here at the Pinal Air Park." So he went down there. The situation at the time was that airfield was still controlled by Evergreen. There was still guards at the main gate, armed guards at the main gate. But earlier this year, the final sale of the airfield was made from Evergreen to a company called Marana Aerospace Solutions. And Marana Aerospace Solutions is actually owned by another company called Relativity LLC on North Fort Myer Drive in Roslyn in Arlington, Virginia. Now, we have one individual who is a principal of Relativity, which is really the owner of Marana Aerospace Solutions, one Leslie Armitage, who also happens to be a co-founder of the Carlyle Group Europe, okay? So we have the Bush family involved with the Carlyle Group. The Bin Laden family were investors in the Carlyle Group. Frank Carlucci, the former CIA guy, what is the chairman emeritus of the Carlyle Group. And so it was really incumbent to get down to this facility since for about, I'd say, 9 months, the security has been dropped at the main gate, which allowed us, myself and the InfoWars cameraman, to proceed onto the base. And we were actually also able to get a tour in the restricted area by one of the county officials responsible for this facility, which was kind of We really lucked out on that one because...
This is unprecedented. For those that don't know, this has been very restricted for a long time. So you use this open window to get in. And, of course, the investigative journalist that died had been connected into the government as well. We'll talk about some of his past and why they were so scared of him. Folks, this is very dangerous. And, of course, Wayne won't say that himself, but I'm going to get him to talk about it. This is not a safe report for us to be doing, for us to be engaged in. And I'm not bragging. I'm just saying that this is not a game. Just understand this is very important. Stay with us.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Atmospheric aluminum, mercury exposure, estrogen toxins from plastics, microwaves from cell phones and smart meters, and low-quality foods all combine to create conditions for the very high incidence of disease in our society. Now more than ever, we all need to be consuming those foods and herbs that epigenetically signal the cells of our body to produce energy, create proteins, and detoxify. When we properly support our bodies, then even in these toxic times, we can promote and achieve excellent health. One World Way is the first energetically encoded whey protein food derived from Amish pastured cows on the U.S. market. After 3.5 years, we've heard miracles occur for so many people. One World Whey has a track record of promoting detoxification, improvement in elimination, and improvements in energy, skin quality, and elimination of inflammation. One World Whey is formulated to mirror the macronutrient ratios found in mother's milk. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Shotgun rider for the San Jacinto line. The desert is my brother. My skin is cracked and dry. I was riding on a Focus and everything was fine until we took a shorter road to save some time. The bandits only fired once, they shot me in the chest. They may have wounded me, but they'll never get the best of better men.
Wayne Madsen, investigative journalist with Infowars.com, joins us. He has just returned from spending 4 days out in Arizona at the famous, highly secretive Boneyard that is admittedly run by the CIA. Now it's been handed over to the Carlyle Group, who is at the very top of the pyramid when it comes to the military-industrial complex that Eisenhower warned us of. And the connections of the Carlyle Group to 9/11 are staggering. They were even in the London Guardian and Associated Press that the Bushes were at the main table, former President Bush, with the head of the bin Laden family when 9/11 happened in Langley, Virginia. Now, Carlyle Group subcompany runs the Boneyard that the investigative journalist was investigating when he was killed. So, Wayne, this is a six-minute segment, long segment coming up. Then we'll shift gears with your naval background into the Russian sub supposedly on the East Coast cable, underwater cable, the situation with the Spratly Islands and the Chinese. I mean, with your NSA and naval background in naval warfare and anti-submarine warfare activity, you're perfect to be able to speak to this. But let's continue now getting back into why this is such a big deal, what your findings are, the report coming up next week. But to have the Carlyle Group in the middle of this and using a front company, this just sends up more alarm bells.
Well, right. And Phil Marshall, the late Phil Marshall, who according to the Calaveras County, California sheriff, is said to have on sometime around the evening of January 31st, 2013, he's said to have taken his Glock, killed his teenage son, his teenage daughter, the family dog, and then turned the weapon on himself. He was writing a third book about 9/11, and he apparently was tipped off about something having to do with Pinal Air Park. Now, this came to me by a relative of his at his funeral, which I attended in Mandeville, Louisiana, and also from an FBI agent. So, you know, you can't go wrong with those kinds of tips. The issue was that up until early this year, as I said, you couldn't even get anywhere near this facility. You could see it from the fence line, but that's as far as you would be able to go. You couldn't get through the gate, so we were able to do that. Now, Phil Marshall, the hard disk that had his manuscript on it for his third book has disappeared. Last we knew, it was in the hands of the Department of Justice in Sacramento in the crime lab. Nobody knows what's happened to it. But it's quite clear whatever Marshall got was along the lines of what we picked up in Pinal this past week, because it's very, very clear that Pinal not only takes planes in for storage, it takes planes in for quick maintenance. It takes planes in to be have their parts cannibalized, and then they're sent to scrap. They take planes in, put in storage, then are put back in maintenance and returned to full service. Yet another feature of this particular facility is that they can fabricate parts for airplanes there, brand new parts. And I ask the question, as everybody may be aware of what a drop gun is. You take parts of different parts from a gun, you put a new gun together, and it's untraceable. Well, no pun intended, but the same thing could be done with aircraft at Pinal Air Park, so we could maybe call them drop planes.
And in operation, start over with your drop planes point, because that's important after the break, but I just want to add the bombshell. For those that don't know, Operation Northwoods, Kennedy said no to the plan. Eisenhower said no to the plan right before he left office as well. That's why he gave the famous speech warning of a military takeover with corporate interest, that they would create fake aircraft built basically out of parts, put a tail number on it, launch CIA people under fake names to have that plane land safely, or blow that plane up and then have the other plane go to another location to make it look like the Soviets had actually blown up a plane on behalf of the Cubans. They were also going to bomb sports stadiums, malls, shoot up military bases to blame the Soviets and basically start World War III. That's even ABC News. So we're going to break. But when you talk about a drop plane, we know that they had aircrafts, another Flight 93 that landed at an air base, at a NASA base, We know a whole bunch of weirdness went on, and the official story of 9/11 is fake. And we know there was all sorts of weird stuff on the bottoms of two of the planes. They didn't fit as passenger liners. So we're trying to cobble together exactly what happened, and it ties back to this CIA-run base. We just sent
reporters
there.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
You can feel it in the air. Jack Frost is near. Seasons are changing, and it's time to start reinforcing your body's natural defenses. To help you get started, we're giving you 15% off the highly rated Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Formula at InfoWarsLife.com. That's 15% off the already low $19.95 price. By using our proprietary processing technique, Ancient Defense combines the power of ancient wisdom and modern science with a hand-selected blend of more than 14 different herbs and extracts. With echinacea, elderberry, ginger root, peppermint leaf, and many others, it's easy to see why I take Ancient Defense during the fall and winter season and also give it to my children. Again, Ancient Defense at InfoWarsLife.com is already very affordable. But for a limited time, you get an additional 15% off when you visit InfoWarsLife.com and start aiding your body in its natural defense. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Ancient Defense.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Wayne Madsen is our guest, and we're just doing a data dump here live on air before the special report comes out last week, because it's dangerous to sit on information like we're sitting on. I have interviewed two guests that Wayne Madsen helped me get on that ended up dying. One of them, of course, the D.C. madam, and I mean months after she was on. I have interviewed people involved in 9/11 like Barry Jennings, and he's dead 2 weeks after he's on, deputy head of emergency management, detailing bombs in Building 7. I'm not trying to get killed. I've got a duty to fight these people. Our country's been hijacked by criminals. Our government, as you know, on the one-year anniversary of Obama saying there's a red line in Syria, if Assad uses chemical weapons, we will invade you. On the one-year anniversary of that, when they had the U.S. forces ready to invade and the air bombardment. Al-Qaeda launched two different chemical attacks. It later even came out at the U.N. and mainstream news that indeed Al-Qaeda launched the attacks. Because Al-Qaeda isn't completely controlled by the West, it's a wind-up toy. And they shot videos to be rock stars. That's what they do. College, you know, people want to get touchdowns to get girls. Al-Qaeda chops Christians' heads off, rapes women, and blows up churches and launches chemical attacks. And, of course, it came out it was Saudi Arabian nerve gas. It was identified. Now they flooded Europe with all these jihadis. We don't know exactly what happened on 9/11, but we know that it's not the official story we've been told and we've seen. So, Wayne, I want you to get into what you from your research really believe happened on 9/11, but also, as you said, the data dump on this. But I interrupted you with the break coming up when you were making the point that this is a drop plane. Well, we know in Operation Northwoods they talk about having two aircraft, one that they fly up, that they blow up, the other that they actually take off with CIA personnel on board with John Doe, Jane Doe names to have those people's names in the news. The FBI, to its credit, as you know, came out 2 years of 9/11 and said, we went and looked at these so-called calls. None of them were real. The Solicitor General's wife did not call him, as he said, on CNN. The only two calls were airphone calls back in the day when you had the paid airphones, and the stewardesses did make calls saying, we can't breathe, there's gas, there's smoke. Two different planes. We have the audio of that. We have NORAD with the drills. We have the stand down. I mean, the problem with 9/11 is when I start talking about it, I can talk for 10 hours. There's so much evidence that the official story is not true. As best you can tell, as a deep researcher, guy who's written books on this, what happened on 9/11? The 28 pages have come out now. If our government would launch chemical attacks with Al-Qaeda to frame somebody that killed thousands, they would do this. What happened on 9/11, and then how does it tie to this airfield? And you did a whole investigation on clearly this guy was executed who was about to expose what went on there. What do you think he discovered? Because I want to get it all out there so they don't come, obviously, kill you.
Well, I believe that Phil Marshall discovered that he just couldn't, with all his experience flying 757s and 767s, he could not believe that that some trainees with rudimentary training and simulators and whatnot could have pulled this off. Even he said experienced pilots would not have been able to fly those planes like that, which I think what that leaves us with in his interest in the Pinal Air Park was that these planes that were sent into the buildings on 9/11 must have had remote control technology introduced, possibly at Pinal, although we don't know that. But what we do know is that Evergreen, the CIA contractor that had that facility at the time of 9/11, specializes in remote control aircraft. They're involved in a lot of things, from selling Christmas trees and running vineyards to performing weather modification with a fleet of aircraft. So they're a diversified country. But back on 9/11, one of the things I got from the people there at Pinal, they've got about 100 planes there now in various states of repair. Some are going to go back to service. Some will go to scrap. Others will be stored there. But in the months before and right after 9/11, Pinal never had as many planes on that airfield as they did then. They had in the neighborhood of over 200 aircraft as exposed as compared to about 100 today. So we do know that not only could they fabricate parts, they could repaint aircraft out there. You know, you might get a Turkmenistan Airlines in there one day. It gets maintained. Gets brought up, and then it goes back out as Suriname Airways. That's what one of the functions of this base. It's been around for decades, as I said. It used to be the home port of Air America, Southern Air Transport, Air Asia, Civil Air Transport. You name the CIA proprietary Intermountain Aviation. Intermountain is who Phil Marshall flew for back in the 80s when he flew Barry Seal in and out of MENA down to Central America. So he was familiar with the companies that have been down there But I think we have to look at remote control airplanes as now a distinct possibility to explain why they killed Marshall. He was sitting on this information, but as I say, it disappeared with his hard drive after he was killed along with his family.
For you, what are the biggest smoking guns of 9/11? I mean, there are so many, Wayne.
Well, I believe it was the our version of the Reichstag fire in Germany. Of course, Hitler used that as an excuse to tear up the German Constitution, the Weimar Republic Constitution, with his Enabling Act. 9/11 facilitated the Patriot Act and all of its various offspring. And I remember that the neocon phrase back then, the new normal, I thought that was a terrible phrase. I called it the imposition of fascism in the United States. And I think that's what 9/11 was intended to do, change this country for all intents and purposes from a constitutional republic into a corporate oligarchical dictatorship.
And again, every time I start talking about 9/11, I made four films on the subject, wrote a book on the subject, have interviewed probably more people than anybody else on the subject. I'm not bragging, but I am the first guy to officially say it was coming 2 months before it happened. I said they're going to blow up the World Trade Centers, blame it on their asset, Bin Laden. It's all on record. I've interviewed the firefighters that were told there were bombs in the buildings, the police officers. It's just sickening how much evidence there is. But six of the 10 commissioners have said there was a cover-up that was used to take our freedoms and should be investigated as a conspiracy, including the chairman of the committee, Senator Bob Graham, as you know. And then, Wayne, if you expand on that, the biggest thing is the document from April of the year before, Rebuilding America's Defenses, PNAC, Project for New American Century, with the main author, Dick Cheney and Jeb Bush, along with Wolfowitz and two others, writing this 40-page document, 41-page document, where it says we need a catalyzing new Pearl Harbor event to create this global government run by America and to get rid of the liberties. And then they have the Hart-Rubin Commission at the CFR 3 days after say we need to use this disaster to bring in a new world order. So they think we're so stupid, they admitted so much of it. And then you want to think, well, they just let the people attack them. But then you find out 15 of the hijackers were from Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia is in the 28 pages quarterbacking. Then they order a stand down. And it's clear they were just patsies in drills, as the head of the Defense Language School, Stephen Butler, Colonel Butler, said. And they put them on board the planes. I think the evidence is pretty conclusive. Gassed everyone. We don't know if it was nerve gas or just sleeping gas. Probably nerve gas. And then flew these planes into the buildings with remote control. I mean, it's really pretty simple. And then you had all the convenient passports, two of them being found that day out of the rubble, impossible. The bag of ADA gets caught in the machine with all the admissions. The car gets found with all of it. I mean, this is so phony. John O'Neill, the deputy head of the FBI, gives a speech a month before, says the government's going to let Bin Laden attack to take our liberties in England. He comes back, he quits. Then they hire him as the head of security at the World Trade Center, his first day at work, 9/11, and he dies in the attack. And it goes on for hours, Wayne, for hours. And then Building 7, they blow it up. They say it's fallen. It hasn't fallen. Then it falls in its own footprint. Then BBC says they didn't say that. Then they say, okay, we did say that. Reuters told us. Then we find CNN says the same thing. I mean, they jump the gun. Like saying Lee Harvey Oswald shot Kennedy an hour before his name was released. It was already in the foreign newspapers because they got the time zones wrong. I mean, it's just ridiculous, Wayne, how over the top it is.
And the other thing is, remember, there's been a lot of discrepancies about some people say there was a Boeing 737 engine found in New York. Well, if these drop planes were constructed of canal and used in 9/11, that would certainly explain the various other parts that obviously were not from a 757 or 767 being found in various crash locations. And also, if you file off the serial numbers as you do, as done with drop guns, you really can't trace these airplanes back to any point of origin. So that is obviously what the... Sure. importance of Pinal is. The other thing we discovered outside the main gate of Pinal, there's a huge pile of soil there. It's been there a while. It almost looks like a natural formation, but it's not. And the word we got is that's the soil left over from the tunnel excavations done by the CIA at some point in time when they had that base. So there's obviously, it's an iceberg situation out there. What you see on the ground is no indication of what lies underneath that facility.
Well, it's sensationally dangerous. And obviously, if they're going to retrofit and create drop planes or planes that look like passenger jets that aren't, because here I am saying there were real passenger planes and they nerve gassed the folks, but there's some evidence that those were diverted and landed. And some people were, again, landed and then people were taken off. That was in the news. Bottom line, we don't know exactly what happened, but there's a lot of evidence pointing towards this base, and it needs to be investigated. Is that what you're basically getting at?
Absolutely. I think one thing that needs to be reinvestigated is the California investigation of Phil Marshall and his family's death. They ruled that a murder-suicide. At the very least, what they need to do, and it should come from the California Attorney General, they need to reinvestigate that as a triple homicide.
Now, I'm just going from memory from your investigation 2 years ago and joining us in the articles you wrote, but wasn't he, again, connected into some clandestine operations as well?
He had flown for the CIA as a contract pilot back in the early 80s. He was flying Barry Seal around, you know, the CIA agent
sure.
turned DEA informant who was executed right before he was going to testify in federal court. And when he was arrested, found in his briefcase was the personal phone number of then Vice President George H.W. Bush. So here we have the Bush with Pinal, Carlyle Group. The Bush family is the common denominator. You can start with the Kennedy assassination where you had Poppy Bush standing there in front of the school book depository all the way up to Jeb Bush today, not wanting to talk about 9/11, saying what a great job his brother did in protecting us. Well, tell that to the people who died on 9/11, what a great job he did. And, you know, he gets to be like a child every time Trump hits him with the 9/11 business.
Wayne Madsen, any other points you want to make on this subject before we shift gears into the submarine cable situation? And then the situation with the Chinese openly threatening war with the Spratly Islands. Is your naval background in submarines, in submarine warfare, in tracking submarines, your background in the Spratly Islands? I know you're an expert in this area.
I would just say on the Marshall case, as I'm starting to get now information from people who are familiar with what was going on there in Pinal with Evergreen. So, yeah, I'm getting more information. So. We'll just see what comes our way now.
Okay, who's in the wrong with the China situation? You know, I just go where the facts seem to be. It seems like China is expanding their territorial waters. They're grabbing things that have been in dispute. They're building bases. They're saying, you know, get out of here or we'll come after you to the United States. I don't want to sit here and say the United States is completely in the right, but it does seem like China is becoming more and more aggressive. What is your view on that?
Well, the United States has tried to claim some area of influence over these Paracel and Spratly Islands ever since the Vietnam War. In those days, the government of South Vietnam had military garrisons on some of these same islands, and then the U.S. would go in and protect the South Vietnamese garrisons against claims from North Vietnam. Now we're on the side of Vietnam against China. The area is known as the South China Sea, and China is going to protect that area just like the United States. You know, the Gulf of Mexico is international. The Caribbean is international, but try to be another country from out of the area and send your naval fleets in there and see what happens. We don't like it. And the U.S. has disputed claims on islands in the Pacific and in the Caribbean. I'm sure we wouldn't like it if, say, China were to send some naval ships off of Navassa Island, which we occupy, but which the Republic of Haiti claims in the Caribbean, and says, "Hey, we're gonna steam our Chinese vessels very close to Navassa Island, and you know, if you don't like it, tough, you know, that's just tough." And the same thing in the Pacific with some islands. That are claiming U.S.-held islands, they say, are their own. So, you know, there is a International Maritime Organization, but the U.S. wants to settle this not through negotiations or diplomacy, but by sending naval task forces into the area. I think that just shows that we are trying to intimidate the Chinese, and that's not a good idea in their home waters. They have a building, a growing navy, and I think they're not building that navy just to sit there have it on show. I think they'll intend to use it if they feel like they're up against the wall.
Well, they've got top Navy admirals saying this could turn into a war. I know both sides claim they have interest. A lot of this, though, isn't it about growing tension between Vietnam and China? We've had Chinese military take over oil rigs. We've had the border with Vietnam and China have some skirmishes. Is this really about oil and gas being discovered in that area?
Oh, not only that, sure it is. There are natural gas, oil in the area. It's also about the TTP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, which Vietnam is a member of, but the U.S. froze China out of that process. So what we see being built up is sort of like a version of NATO in Southeast and East Asia, where the U.S. will have its own club and China will not be a member of it, just like we see
sure.
Europe and the Middle East with NATO and Russia's on the outside.
Sure, and now they've greenlighted Japan arming at a feverish rate. We know Japan has a big secret military. Now that's going public. We're going to come back, take some phone calls on the election, on the debate last night, and more.
Your house is under attack. Every day our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
You wouldn't go swim with the sharks without a cage, would you?
Hey, has anyone seen Larry?
It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with a scanner and steal your credit and debit card info, as well as data from other cards containing RFID chips. IDStronghold.com, the original maker of shielded wallets, is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, open or close, no matter where in the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and don't shield properly, if at all. If you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com, because getting anything else is like being the next victim in a Jaws movie.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardanger.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardanger.com. Again, that's dollardanger.com.
Welcome back. I'm going to do this segment one more, and then Anthony Gucciardi takes over. You know, this report is so big on 9/11 and other things that are happening. I'm tempted to fly Wayne Madsen here next week, next Wednesday, if he can do it, to be in studio with us and also plan out some of the other investigative reports he wants to go out and engage in. So we'll see if that can happen. And again, I've gotten better about not talking over host or guest. I've gotten a lot better. Everybody's noticed. The problem is you talk about 9/11 with me or carbon taxes or Agenda 21 or whatever the stuff I'm really informed on, I get a headache. I want to just tell everybody thousands of points. I'm talking thousands of points. 9/11 is such a ridiculous fraud that it's insane. It's like finding 20 dead bodies in the back of somebody's pickup truck, and you don't know exactly where the guy driving it got it. He won't tell you what he did, but you go to his house, and there's all these chainsaws and blood and bodies, and then videos of him with the dead bodies, and you're like, buddy, we know you're involved. We don't know exactly how you did it or where you got all these people, but you are the suspect, and we can tell you did it. And then you got the motive to take our freedoms. It makes me sick. Now, I want to shift gears, take a few calls for Wayne Madsen, from Eric, Damian, John, Chad, Nick, and others. I appreciate folks holding. But Wayne, separately with this heat up of war with Russia, obviously Russia's got its own problems. We're not saying it's perfect, but the West is starting war with them. I remember being a kid hearing about Russian subs on U.S. cables in the Atlantic, you know, when I was watching CBS News with Dan Rather while my mom cooked dinner in the kitchen. You think the Russians really are putting submersible vehicles down on the cables? They don't say they cut them, or is this just hype? What do you think is going on?
Submarine that does the same type of thing. It's USS Jimmy Carter, specially configured submarine for those same kinds of operations. So obviously the Russians are conducting drills like we conduct drills. The Israelis have submarines that have done the same thing. And a few years ago, if you recall, there were massive submarine cable cuts in the eastern Mediterranean that were reportedly done by the Israeli submarines because they basically cut off all the communications to Iran, Pakistan, all the way to Southeast Asia. So these are the types of things that are done. When I worked in the Navy, we had something called the Sound Surveillance System, SOSIS, and after a few disclosures, thanks to the spy John Walker and the capture by North Korea of the Pueblo, the Russians would routinely send their submarines around our hydrophone arrays to let us know that they knew what we had there. And then, you know, they'd rev up their engines and, you know, cause all kinds of acoustic anomalies for the ocean systems technicians that were listening.
So that's the equivalent of a teenager burning out his tires from a hamburger place.
Yeah, pretty much. The Russians are letting us know that they know. Look, everybody knows where these cables are anyway. There's maps of them, and some of the Ed Snowden documents released. Obviously, the NSA knows exactly where all the submarines
are. And has their own taps on them.
They're tapping them, exactly, right.
Well, that's what's crazy, is they take normal military drills by other countries and act like it's acts of war, while the West are the ones moving weaponry up against other countries' borders.
Right, and right now we're supposedly supporting the Syrian Kurds against their enemies, and the Turks are now said to be bombing the same people, Turkey, our NATO ally. What kind of policy is this? Either we support the Kurds, the Russians are supporting the Syrian Kurds, but we're going to allow the Turks to bomb them?
It's total schizophrenia. Stay there. We're back in a minute and a half. We're going to take a few calls and let you get out of here. WayneMadsenReport.com. Briefly, before I end this hour and come back in the fourth hour, that a lot of stations are starting to pick up now that we've added it. We've got a lot of specials running now that end on the 31st or on the 1st. Free shipping, 10% off, Storable Foods, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsSelect.com. Free shipping, 10% off on water filtration systems like the new Alexa Pure Pro. And we've got 25% off the liver cleanse, gallbladder cleanse, oxy powder package at InfoWarsLife.com. And your purchase makes it all possible, so thank you. We'll be back.
Visit GCNLive.com today.